Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Wife and Christ Show. I hope you guys are all doing well. We officially are starting the second quarter, and I hope you guys have taken time to reflect on the past quarter. Look at things that you want to do different in the second quarter. Because it's saying doing the same thing over and over, expecting this a different result, is insanity. Which leads me to the topic that we're going to talk about, and which is talking about prioritizing our health and our well-being. You know, it's very easy nowadays, especially if you're pursuing financial freedom, if you're pursuing, you know, getting into this career that you've been dreaming of since you was a kid, if you have a big goal, you know, big vision, big dream, it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and grind that you neglect what's important. Neglect your health. You neglect your well-being, you know, in the pursuit, you know, of all these great things. And one thing I'm learning is that you must enjoy, you must find peace, you must enjoy the process. You know, oftentimes we put too much on that, you know, put too much expectation on what the end goal is going to be like, or what it might do in our life, or how what would the magnitude be like, you know, for us to say, yes, I accomplished this goal. But speaking of finance, becoming financial free. But as a result, because we're trying to do that, we're so focused on the future, we neglect ourselves currently. And like I've said multiple times in past episodes, it wouldn't make sense to reach a financial goal, to achieve financial freedom, become debt free, you know, to be financially independent. And, you know, you're not able to, you can't enjoy what you have because of your health. You can't enjoy because you're not in the right mindset. You know, you can't enjoy because the inner you is not at peace. Too many people on this journey of becoming financially free neglect their wealth. You know, we see on social media people posting that they be up at 5 a.m., you know, they go to bed at 12 or want to wake up back at 5 a.m., you know, yes, I believe it's important to work hard, but working hard does not guarantee that you'll be successful. Working hard does not guarantee that you become financially free. You know, just reading the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, it puts in perspective that, you know, a lot of things that we go through life, a lot of things that we do, there's no, sometimes life, it doesn't always play out the way we think things will play out. You know, invest, you know, you're expecting the market to do 10%, you know, by the time you turn 65, we're trying to see if you're able to retire, by the time you're 40. And there's so many other factors that play a role that affects us from achieving our goal. And that's why, you know, our goal or our vision, you know, as we pursue, wherever our vision and goal is, it's also important to prioritize our health. It's also important to prioritize our well-being. If you do accomplish this goal, or if you don't accomplish this goal, you still have good health. You're still being the right mindset. It's too many people, you know, they become successful, they become wealthy, and they're miserable. You know, their health is bad. It's because, you know, simple thing as sleeping, you know, 6 or 7 hours or 7 to 8 hours every day, people neglect. Such another thing is eating well. We neglect because we're trying to save every dollar, you know, pinch our way to becoming a millionaire. But, you know, it's important to take care of our bodies. We only get one body here on this earth. We only get one body. It's like you get a new body if you get hurt. You only get one body. So it's important for us to maintain it. And the better you maintain your body, the better experience you would get out of life. You know, because you're more healthy, you're in the right mindset, you can experience life at a different level compared to if your body is not your body's not in shape, or you're not in shape mentally, physically, as well as spiritually. You know, it's very easy because people always come glorifying their work, long hours. But, you know, what people fail to share, you know, in their journey is, like, the health crisis, health issues that they're facing. Research has shown that prolonged stress or lack of sleep neglect of self-care. And neglecting self-care can have serious consequences for our physical and mental health, from increased risk of chronic disease such as heart disease, diabetes, to a higher rate of anxiety and depression, and the effect of burnout can be devastating. So lack of sleep, not taking care of yourself, and not making sure you're getting the right nutrition, you know, not eating well, you know, can lead to us, you know, despite if we do achieve our goal, not enjoying, not being able to celebrate, not able to be present because we have other issues that's bothering us, you know, our health. That's why it's important for us while we're on this journey to prioritize exercise, prioritize sleep, and prioritize, you know, disconnecting every now and then. Prioritize making sure you have a community of people who can pour into you. You know, prioritize, you know, yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup. And as we said, you know, neglecting yourself, it just leads to chronic issues that you can only blame yourself down the line for not taking the proper precaution to make changes. Because, you know, it doesn't help if you become wealthy, become a millionaire, and most of your money is going to your health. Most of your money is going to paying hospital bills. And which kind of wants me to go into the scripture, which is Exodus 20, verses 8 to 10, which says, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall do not any work." And if you guys know anything about the Israelite, you know, God brought them out of Egypt and he gave them a new set of laws of how, and basically some of the laws include like how often they work and how often they rest. You know, in the scripture we see he gave them 6 days to work, you know, to do their labor. But on a seventh day, on which is a Sabbath day, you know, for some people it's a Saturday, some people it's a Sunday, you know, it's important to rest. You know, if God is telling us to rest, there's a reason why God is telling us to rest. You know, you have 6 days, and you're not able to do what you need to do in 6 days. That leads to other issues that you have to address, such as time management. You know, being able to manage the time properly. Because 6 days, you know, if you prioritize what needs to be prioritized, you know, you should get efficient work done. You should be able to get closer to your goals, closer to your vision by working 6 days. You know, that one day you not working should not be such a big effect on you achieving your goal. It's important to rest. It's important to give your body that rest, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Just give yourself that rest, because it's important. Because like I said earlier, you only get one body, and that's why it's important. Not only to honor God, that's why the Israelites was doing it. Not only to honor God, but to also honor yourself. It's also to give to treat yourself correctly. Treat yourself well, because you only get one body, and once you destroy this body and you break it down where it can't function, there's nothing that anyone can do to save you. At this point, it's important for you to take ownership of what you're doing to your body and taking care of it, you know. And there's so many ways you can take care of your body. Which, did you know that a Stanford study found that productivity actually decreased after 50 hours work per week? And after 55 hours of productivity, productivity significantly plummeted. And according to a study by a workplace benefit group, there's a correlation between presidency, being physically present but mentally checked out, and long hours. And presidency is estimated to cost U.S. business $1.8 trillion annually. So, according to studies, your brain is not able to function at a high level. Your body is not able to function at a high level once it hits that 50-hour work week. You know, typically the average person works 40 hours, but some of us do go the extra mile, you know, which is another 10 hours. So you do the math, 50 divided by 6 is about 8.5 hours, if I did my math correctly. It's about 8.5 hours, because 6 times 8 is 48. So it's about 8.5 hours that you can allocate to doing productivity, allocate to pursuing your goals, allocate to pursuing the vision that God has given you. But on the seventh day, whatever is your Sabbath day, it's important to take rest. Because we can see in the study, productivity significantly plummet. And it says, even goes on to talk about business, how $1.8 trillion being missed out because people are physically there but mentally check out. That's why we will see, you will hear a story where a nurse or a doctor miss when it comes, we talk about a nurse or a doctor may have given a patient the wrong medication or injected the wrong thing to a patient. Like, so many mistakes happen. You're more prone to make so much mistakes when you're not physically, you're not mentally there. You're not mentally there because you're tired. You're thinking about your bed, thinking about your sleep. That's why it's important to make sure you're getting rest. That's why it's important to not neglect resting, because as much as we're all pursuing trying to become successful, there's no actual guarantee that we will all become successful. It's only by the grace of God that we will become successful. But it's not 100% sure, because life does happen. There's so many different factors that out of our control, that we ourselves can't guarantee that we must be successful. And even still, it's more of the reason why we should take care of ourselves. That's why we should take a day to rest, a day to just relax and reflect, and not get just not be working. Like I said, you continue to work, 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 you will break down. You will face yourself having different disease. Most of your effort and most of your money will be going to trying to get yourself better if you're not taking care of yourself now. A few things you can do to take care of yourself and not get caught up in the hustle and grind. Take time to exercise, meditate, or just take a simply break to recharge. It's essential for maintaining balance and resiliency and facing life challenges. Just take the time, go to the park, walk around. Go for a run. These are different things. Try to find a new hobby, start a new hobby. These are things that you can do to avoid, and avoid being a cycle of just constantly working and not taking any rest for yourself, not, even step back and actually see, that your body is declining significantly. So it's important to take care of your body. And once you're able to take care of yourself, once you're able to prioritize resting and taking time for yourself, you realize that you'll find yourself to have clarity about different things. A problem that you may be having issues with for years now, because you're getting much rest, you're able to think about it and look at it from a different perspective. You're able to come up with new ideas. This is why I will also wrap it up. If it's possible, take vacations. To different places. Go to different places where, different environments, where you can just relax. Because when you come back from this vacation, you have new ideas. You've been exposed to new ideas that you can implement into your business. You can implement to you becoming successful in your career. And yeah, this is one thing I want to encourage you guys as we have started the second quarter, is just take time to rest, take time to sleep, take time to eat properly, because there's no point in becoming successful financially or successful in general and you're not able to enjoy it because of you, the mistakes you have made in terms of neglecting yourself and neglecting your health, neglecting your well-being, not giving yourself the proper nutrition in order to continue to scale, in order to continue to grow. Because as you get older, it means that there's more requirement for you to take care of your body. And if you're young, this is the best time to set yourself up. What you do now is what you will reap in the next 10 to 15 years. I hope this blessed you guys. I hope you guys stay encouraged. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Stay blessed, guys. Peace out.